You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte is with me, along with Donkey and Fiona from Friday's Shrek the Musical at Playhouse in the Park, Jeffrey Miller and Joanne Robertson. Thanks so much for being on Sounds Good.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Shrek is one of my favorite characters, and it's really cool that Murray's Playhouse in the Park is able to even present it. I understand it's kind of unusual for a playhouse our size to get the rights to it.
Absolutely. We were very fortunate to be one of the first community theaters in the country to be able to produce Shrek the Musical. So it's really been exciting for us. We kind of got in on the ground floor before it got bought up by a lot of other theaters in our region. So we seem to be the first in our area to be able to do it. It's fantastic.
So have you ever played the donkey before?
Never before, and it's been a tremendous amount of fun. It's one of those characters that you can go completely over the top, and you're still not giving enough. So you can just be as big as you want to be, and I've had a fantastic time, you know, kind of finding all those little nuances in that character and really kind of breathing some life into him.
Would it be an imposition to get you to be the donkey a little bit now?
Well, I could be, you know. I mean, every time I go into the stage, I'm just hanging out, man, and just having a good old time. It's been a lot of fun.
And Fiona, you are the object, the femme fatale. How did you land this role?
Yeah, I actually just moved to Murray a couple months ago. So when I saw that they were doing Shrek, I was super excited. Just because there's not many redhead leads out there. And being a redhead, I was super wanting the part. And so when I got it, I was so excited. I'm a little sassy, and I have a ton of fun playing this character that is trying to be proper, but that's truly not who she is. And so it's been fun to be able to kind of bring her to life on stage. So, yeah.
Okay, let's hear a little Fiona.
Well, she tries to act very proper, so I do a lot of this, and I do the wootst and all of that kind of stuff. So it's kind of crazy.
And you sit up straight and proper when you say those things.
And I do a little bit of a higher voice when I sing with her. So yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about the rest of the cast. We're so pleased that you could come today. The show, we have to say, Shrek opens Friday and it runs through November 3rd. So you'll be getting a good workout, the bunch of you.
Absolutely. Three weekends, three shows per weekend. It's going to be a whirlwind adventure for us. But the rest of the cast is fabulous. Brad Browser's playing Shrek, the character. He is fabulous. He is so much fun to work with.
Very Shrek-y.
Yes, very Shrek-y. Yeah. But just an incredibly nice guy, a very talented singer. Mm-hmm. He's just top notch. We're so fortunate to have both him and Joanne in the cast. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It's a cast of quite a large number
absolutely,
of folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. In addition to the three of us, there have to be about 30 other people in the show. A lot of them named characters from all the different fairy tales. There's Pinocchio, there's the Big Bad Wolf, there's the Wicked Witch, the Three Little Pigs, there's the Three Blind Mice. It just goes on and on and on. The Three Bears. So there are many, many, many characters in the show, individual characters, you know, distinct characters. So, and each one of those characters is played by one of our ensemble of actors.
Tell me about the costuming.
Costuming is—we were just talking about this in the room here before we came on. The costume's been done mostly by Marcy Gardner Edmonds. She's done a fabulous job. We have Humpty Dumpty, so we have a person walking around as an egg. We have the Berenstain Bears kind of as our three bears. We have the Big Bad Wolf in a dress and a granny. Nighty. My costume is a full body costume of, you know, a donkey's costume with full makeup and everything in the ears. Joanne's costume is they put the platinum red hair. It's the only way I can really describe it. You know, wig on her, plus the other two characters that play Fiona in different stages of her life. The costuming is just, I mean, there's got to be 60 costumes, because some of the characters actually wear
what
two or three costumes.
Shrek, the Shrek person? That must be a really interesting costume.
It is. He's got, you know, he's got the rough tunic and everything. Plus there's a, you know, of course there's a large headpiece that's like a cowl that goes over his entire head, like a hood, which is, you know, the Shrek head with the little antenna ears and all that stuff. So he's, and then he's, of course, he's all made up green and everything. So mm-hmm. he's, you know. It's a great chance to really kind of perform a character behind all of that makeup and behind all that costume. It's really kind of liberating in a way, because you can be as big and cartoonish as you want to be, and it actually adds to the experience. It doesn't take anything away from it.
Should we talk a bit about the plot, other than lots of fun?
Yeah, I mean, the plot really follows the first movie of Shrek. So Shrek is in a bog all by himself in his swamp, and all of a sudden all of these fairy tale creatures kind of take over his swamp, and he is not too happy about that.
Not at all.
And so on his way to go to Duloc to visit Lord Farquaad, he runs into the fabulous donkey on his way for his travel companion. And so the rest of the show is really Shrek trying to get the swamp back by going on this journey to find Princess Fiona, and all the craziness that ensues with all of that.
And of course, Shrek begins to fall in love with Fiona, and she begins to fall in love with him. And I, as the donkey, have to come in and basically thrust the two of them, you know, together and open their eyes to each other. So, yeah. So the plot, like Joanne said, it very much follows the original picture.
Favorite songs?
Oh. What's your favorite song, you think?
Yeah, I actually would say that the travel song that you guys sing is probably my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because it's fun. Donkey and Shrek have this banter going back and forth through the song, and then there's these wonderful puppets that come in and play. I won't give them all away.
Right.
But there's just a lot of things that happen, and I just think it's a feel-good song of the show.
I do like that song particularly. It's a great chance for Brad and I to actually perform together and sing. You know, it's kind of a duet, but it's in different parts. So that's a lot of fun. I think my personal favorite song is Make a Move. It's a song that Donkey sings in the second act, and I get a chance to actually get out and rap on the stage and groove all over the place and do a little Barry White imitation, and then there's a lot in that bit. And I go even further than that.
I'm thinking Donkey as Barry White.
Yeah. I do a little Michael Jackson and James Brown and several other singers kind of, you know, within that, do their styles within that song. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's great to be on stage with him as he's doing it, and I have to try to keep a straight face because I'm not really supposed to be seeing him while he's doing all of it, but yeah, it's an awesome moment in the show.
Thanks.
Jeffrey Miller, you are our voice for All Things Considered at WKMS several days a week.
Yes.
I've never heard you in a different persona. It might be fun to try on a little Barry White for All Things Considered.
Well, you know what I'm saying, you know. Every once in a while, I just gotta talk down real low. So like when I'm talking to Shrek, I'm like, hey, Shrek, I know you can't hear me right now, but if you could.
So it's that So I can do it a lot better in the morning than I can in the evening. I feel a little gruff in the morning.
Again, we're talking about Shrek the Musical opening this Friday at Playhouse in the Park in Murray. Am I wrong? Is it? Yeah, it is Friday sometimes.
That's right.
Yeah. I think Thursday, but not this time. Who's doing the music? Is it live music or recorded?
It is recorded music. We have official tracks that have come from the people that hold the rights to the show, so they're already pre-done. All the orchestration and everything is all done on that. So that's how we're doing it. With this as complex a show as this is, there's a tremendous amount of scenery that goes in and out of it. There simply wasn't room for a band backstage at all. So
let alone the cast.
Let alone the cast. I mean, there's so it's pretty crowded backstage.
Who's doing your set?
Dan Fleming is doing our sets. He's been doing sets at the Playhouse for quite some time now. So
yeah.
So he's been working really hard on those. Pam Rockwell made our dragon. There was a thing in the newspaper about that where they brought the dragon from Murray Art Guild, I believe, all the way down to the Playhouse, and they kind of walked it down and kind of a little parade. So she's worked really hard on our dragon. But mostly Dan and Pam, and we've had some painters that have come in, and I haven't met those folks, so I'm not really sure who did the painting.
Who's directing?
Lisa Cope is directing, and Stephen Keen and Grace. Oh, I've forgotten Grace's last name. No, she's going to kill me now, too. But the two of them have been doing the musical direction for the show and have been doing a fabulous job, particularly Grace, who's been there pretty much every single day for us, and an extraordinarily patient woman who's been bringing us non-singers and up to speed on what we need to do.
Well, both of you, give us a little idea about your previous experience in community theater.
Yeah, so I started out probably when I was in kindergarten. My dad was auditioning for a show called Brigadoon, and so I auditioned with him. So that was like my first taste of community theater. And then all throughout school, I was in shows every year. The school that I went to in elementary school, we did like big productions of Shakespeare. So that's really all through elementary school. I was in Romeo and Juliet and A Midsummer Night's Dream and all of those shows. But I got really into doing more musical theater in high school and college. So I've been in Chicago, 42nd Street, Fame, Children of Eden. I was in a show called Smokey Joe's Cafe. That was the last community theater show I did. So I'm excited. I've been out of doing theater for probably about 5 years, so I'm excited to get back in there and doing it.
For me, I started doing theater back in 1987. Yes, spring of 1987, I did my first show, Guys and Dolls, at my university. They were short on men, and I was in a class with an old high school friend, and she said, "Come on down, we need more guys." So, and I got bitten by the bug at that point. I hadn't really done any theater up until that point, and I did. This was back up in Connecticut where I used to live, so I probably did 20 or 30 different dramas and musicals there before I came down to, before we moved down here to Kentucky. So, and then I've done several shows down here at the Playhouse, both directing and performing in.
Well, it just sounds great that you two are involved in this wonderful show. And I guess we should wrap up with the business. Shrek the Musical opens Friday night and at Murray's Playhouse in the Park. And you can get tickets online very easily. I think they're $8 to $11, and
That's
all you
correct.
Have to do is press click order.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, just go to the website. You should be able to order your tickets right there. If you feel a real need to come down to the theater, you can. We have office hours where Lisa's there, and you can come down and speak with her personally about securing tickets if you wish.
It's playhouseinthepark.net, and showtimes Friday and Saturday are 7 p.m., Sunday 2:30 p.m. Again, it runs this Friday through Sunday, November 3rd, and congratulations to you both.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Joanne Robertson, Fiona, and Jeffrey Miller, Donkey from Shrek.